You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Monday, August 25th, and we're just wondering, does it matter to you that Barack Obama chose Joseph Biden to be his vice presidential candidate, his nominee atop the Democratic ticket? Are you concerned about who John McCain might pick? We want to hear your thoughts on whether running mates actually matter. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. When Hurricane Katrina pounded New Orleans, the city known for its music and food and good times took a real beating. Among those who found themselves devastated was Scott Boswell, a very well-known chef who was in the midst of opening a new restaurant. Stanley's was a companion to his noted Stella restaurant. You might get that joke. Well, it opened. Turns out it wasn't the first restaurant to open days after Katrina, but not exactly how Scott planned it. And his clients were not exactly who he'd planned to see in that restaurant. It's been a rough 3 years. World-class chef Scott Boswell joins us now with his story of real determination. Good morning, Scott, and it's such a great pleasure to talk to you again.
Good morning to you. It's good to talk to you as well.
So Katrina hit and you were on the verge of opening up Stanley's. What happened?
Well, I came back to really not knowing what I was going to do. And the irony was my sous chef was studying in France and he came back and just kind of appeared when I came back 2 weeks afterward. And he said, "Chef, we're going to serve hamburgers, right?" And I was like, wow, he knew what I was going to do before I did. But I was kind of in a crazy state of mind. And we started putting our heads together. And literally about a week later, we opened up Stanley.
And you were in the French Quarter where there wasn't severe flooding. So you actually had an infrastructure from where you could work. But there were certainly lots of other obstacles.
Well, I mean, it was... You know, the city was devastated when I came in, actually, I really just came in to get information to do payroll because I had employees scattered everywhere. And when I saw that there was no water, it's like I felt I needed to get a message out to the rest of the, you know, other New Orleanians and restaurateurs that there was some things left. And so as a chef and... Yeah, especially after I did payroll, I wiped out all my cash. I had to do something, so we said, let's open a restaurant.
And what'd you serve, and who came?
Well, that was our first thing, was what are we going to serve? And we didn't have power, but luckily the hotel had hooked up generators trying to save all the rooms from mold and mildew, and I had this empty space on Decatur Street that magically had electricity and air conditioning. I had all my liquor from Stella, which was under renovation a week before we had closed, and did a full demolition on that restaurant. So we kind of moved into this empty space, and we took all of our alcohol over there. We took a barbecue pit, and we had heard, you know, it was a city of rumors. There was really no communication. And I'd heard that there was a grocery store on the West Bank open on Barataria Boulevard. So we decided to get in our truck and go look what our resources were, and we drove out there, and sure enough, there was a grocery store open. There was a line to get in, about 10 people at a time they were letting in, but once we were in, we just kind of started looking at everything, and I was just walking around, and all of a sudden I looked over my shoulder, and I saw all this hamburger meat in the meat section, and I was like, we're going to serve burgers. And I said, let's open tomorrow. And it's like all of a sudden we just frantically started running and grabbing everything. And it was just, I mean.
And your mother was back there making hamburgers. And I know because I saw her, because I would be one of those who was one of your clients at the time. And it was just full of journalists and military folks and rescue workers. And it was like the one place we could actually get something to eat.
It was insanity. I mean, I had no idea it was going to happen. I mean, I was just purely working on instinct. And you know, we grabbed all the hamburger meat. We went back. We even bought fresh flowers and put them on the table and put a table outside so people would know we were there.
And you had the little cooking. And you had the little light bulb out there. But ultimately, you couldn't keep the restaurant going. I mean, you had a spectacular It was a spectacular event that you managed to open at all just 2 weeks after Katrina. You kept it going for a while, but then you had to shut down. What were the obstacles you were facing?
Well, I mean, you know, it was never really we opened and it was an emergency version of the restaurant, and Stella, it took about 8 months to build it out, and Stanley actually gave me the confidence to spend $1 million and build it out, because coming back, you have to question, do I really take all this money and borrow and do all this in the midst of not knowing what's going to happen? But seeing all of the, we were doing, after 2 weeks at Stanley, we were doing 400 or 500 people a day. I mean, that was the hardest hamburger I ever served in my life. But I mean, we kept it open for a year, and it was, I was juggling the same staff, and I was just, people were dropping off. I was just working them to death. And the model of Stanley was really, it served its purpose, and Stella was really my true baby, and I just really raised the bar in that restaurant. We went for it. I said, if we're going to stay, we were going to create a restaurant that, a caliber that had never been in New Orleans. We wanted to represent what our vision of New Orleans was. So I elected in October, I believe, of 2006, or no, maybe before that, maybe sometime in the summer of 2006, I shut it down because I just felt like it wasn't representing our brand, and Stella was taking off again, and I needed all my employees back over to Stella to continue the growth.
Because lots of obstacles, including finding people to work, maintaining resources, and so on, but you're staying. You're reopening this week?
Well, that's going to be about... I'm telling you, it's taken forever. It took me a year to get the lease. It's been an amazing adventure period. But
why stick with it? Why not just fold up? You have an international reputation, and why not just go someplace else?
Well, yeah, I thought about that, and we came close. In July of 2006, we were open 5 days a week. I got down to my last $300. I had exhausted all of my funds. I had no more banking, no more financing, and I literally was about to fall off the edge into the abyss. And we opened 7 days a week, and magically we came above water, and it's just been a very steep uphill climb since. And it's just been a magical rush of not only being a chef in New Orleans and being successful, but also it's kind of a double play on things. Everyone here, I think that, we're not only doing what we do, but we're also pioneers of rebuilding and just keeping the city alive. And I look back and I said, God, how did I do that? How did I do that every day? And I'm thinking, well, how do I do it now? And it's pure adrenaline. I mean, adrenaline drives me. And, the space that I got
right
on Jackson Square to reopen Stanley.
We're going to have to leave it there. Chef Scott Boswell, we wish you all the best of luck with your new restaurant. Chef Scott Boswell, owner of restaurants Stella and Stanley.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.